This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
You got it. We see the earth now. You got it. We see the earth.
It's 7-Eleven. Already the 11th day of July, 2017, on this worldwide broadcast, on this Tuesday edition. I want to be very, very clear with the listeners and viewers right now. We are witnessing the greatest witch hunt in U.S. history, the most transparent, the most fraudulent, the most upside down, the most twisted compendium of fraud that I have ever seen in modern history. Ladies and gentlemen, we have seen the entire Russia narrative shot down with each new piece of disinformation, each new red herring, each new hoax. But I get up this morning and I learn from Ellen L. Weintraub, commissioner on the Federal Election Commission, what I already knew from 4 months ago. I am under criminal espionage investigation by the FBI for taking money from Russians or Russian-owned companies. Ladies and gentlemen, we are almost exclusively funded by private sales of books, videos, T-shirts, supplements, water filters, storable foods. Everybody knows that. The rest is totally transparent. Third-party Google and AdBlade and all these other sites. We have third parties that handle our comments on InfoWars. That's called Discus. We do everything third party, so it's all completely transparent. I've never gotten one scintilla of money from Russia. I've never gotten any directives from Russia. Hillary finally got it right when she said that Russia didn't come up with the way to beat her, that InfoWars did, and the Russians picked it up. Now, that's not true, but at least she gets that I wag the dog, not the other way around. My listeners defeated you, witch. America defeated you, witch. And they say in the letter that InfoWars, Drudge and Breitbart, because before they just said in the Armed Services Committee in the House, months ago, we'll play the clip coming up, that Russia, RT, Rupley, those are both Russian, and InfoWars are under FBI investigation. And then it was confirmed by McClatchy. This is a member, a commissioner, Ellen L. Weintraub, on the Federal Elections Commission, saying in the letter, calling for congressional hearings, that we're under investigation for espionage. Now, let me tell you something right now. Like I told Congressman Schiff in a flowery way, I meant metaphysically in the info war, that we will defeat them with the truth and beat them up one side and down the other with logic, peacefully in the market of ideas. I welcome being called to Congress, and I will only testify in public. And I'm begging you scum that put this type of garbage out to put me in Congress, because I'm going to bring up all your Russian connections and your communist Chinese connections, and I'm going to politically give you your Waterloo. I'm going to destroy you politically. I love this un-American desperation by you. This is outrageous. But here's the best part. They want us shut down. Oh, yes. I mean, if they couldn't make us more of superstars now, I mean, I fully embrace these false charges. I I love this. You just jumped a megalodon shark.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I am extremely honored right now. I feel like I just won an Oscar, a Pulitzer Prize, a Nobel Peace Prize. But to be honest, I wouldn't want one of those prizes. Those are awards that come from the criminal, parasitic, globalist system. No, the award I've won is being singled out by the globalist criminals that have hijacked this country and that have taken over our government and have been selling our jobs and industry and secrets out to authoritarian regimes like communist China, and who admit they have a plan of deindustrialization and poverty to bring the American people to heel or to submission. That is globalism. I am so honored that we've rebooted America together. I am so honored that we're in the fight of our lives and we have the upper hand and the initiative now. I am so honored to see the sleeping giant rise from its great slumber, now becoming fully awake and electricity pulsing from its eyes. I am honored. Very, 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 very honored to have the Federal Elections Commission call for a group of hearings against myself, Matt Drudge, and, of course, Breitbart, and admitting that we're under criminal FBI investigation for espionage against the United States. This is so incredible to have the actual globalists that have hijacked the country, sold us out to communist China, sold us out to the TPP, the IMF, the World Bank, the carbon taxes, Trump's pulling us out of all that treason, to have the actual enemies, the actual operatives, point their dirty, low-down, slimy, cowardly fingers at me and other true Americana patriots like Drudge and Breitbart and say that we are under criminal investigation for espionage and that they want us subpoenaed and that they want us drugged before Congress. Here's the problem, though. They did poison. I saw the medical report. The Secret Service asked him not to make it public, of Roger Stone, who was hit with polonium. Right when they were going to call him before Congress, they wanted to kill him so they could blame him for everything and have him dead. Didn't work. Didn't get enough of it into him. And they've tried this with other folks they want to scapegoat. So the problem is they may try to kill Drudge and myself and others before they have the hearings. But I'm just pointing that out. If it does happen, it's very, very obvious. But we win that way either way. This is unbelievable. Now, a few months ago, 4 months ago, they had hearings in the House Armed Services Committee and had a board of governors member of the FCC under the directorate of the Central Intelligence Agency, it's all right here, come in and say that there is a criminal espionage investigation against RT, Rupley, and then InfoWars. He says, of course, InfoWars. Oh, yes, of course, InfoWars. I hardly watch RT. We post some of their stories, just like we post, you know, Associated Press stories. RT's kind of leftist and milquetoast. I don't really like it. Everybody knows that. But, again, they had that CIA report back in January. Turns out it wasn't 17 agencies. It was three Democratic hacks put it together, said 17 agencies agreed with it, that said, oh, 4 years ago, RT had a report criticizing Hillary. Oh, my goodness, there's the total proof. A foreign TV system criticized Hillary. Oh, my gosh, that's why she lost. She had Hollywood, Saudi Arabia, the EU, most of Wall Street, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, all the big universities, most of the newspapers, all pushing for her, but she lost. She rigged the debate questions. She ran the major media. She had fake polls. She had the whole world against Trump and the American people, but failed. And now they want to blame me? Here's the headline. I read this morning, and I thought, is it really that bad? But I knew they admitted the criminal investigation then, but then it was in McClatchy, just a footnote, when they called the FBI. They said, yes, criminal investigation. And they'd said it in Congress, and we've got those clips coming up. But then I actually read the letter from Ellen L. Weintraub. Boy, you ought to read about this lady. Look at her. If you're a TV viewer, InfoWars.com/show. There's another person that's all into she's on the Federal Elections Commission, and she says this and she says that. These are the same people that say churches don't have a right to be pro-life because that's political. The First Amendment says Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Then it gets into the press and everything else. Congress has no jurisdiction, but the Democrats have intimidated Christian churches, conservative churches, libertarian churches, patriot churches into having no views on anything as if you have no free speech because it's a violation of church and state. Church and state is state-run religion, and the government endorsing one religion, a.k.a. Islam, is unconstitutional. Not our system of open, free to practice religion. But again, they turn that around where Republicans are trying to pass laws saying churches can endorse political candidates or have political views. Pro-Second Amendment, you name it. Of course they can. The Democratic Party never stopped their churches from being open globalist combines. But again, this lady says we need to be shut down. We need to be arrested. We need to be hauled before Congress. because with no evidence, I'm getting money from the Russians or subsidiaries. They're hoping they can go through any sponsors we have from third-party AdBlade and all these other, you know, third-party everybody else has, and hope some company advertised on there was some Russian connection. The good news is those are all third-party sites I have nothing to do with, and that's only about 25% of our revenue. All the rest of it is supplied by you, the listeners and viewers. Maybe they'll go through your name, see if you're a Russian. But the answer to this is, ladies and gentlemen, is to show the witch hunt, the intimidation, the McCarthyism to the next power, tyranny and beyond, in a desperate last gasp move. FBI counterintelligence investigators were probing whether far-right sites like Breitbart and InfoWars had coordinated with Russian bonnets to blitz social media with anti-Clinton stories. Oh, my gosh. So here's the new ones. That's McClatchy. The Examiner. New fears. Drudge, InfoWars, Breitbart could face dim FEC inquisition. That's their words. In a revived bid by a top Federal Elections Commission Democrat could lead to an inquisition against conservative media outlets like Drudge Report, InfoWars, and Breitbart that take political advertising and are overseen by right-leaning owners and editors. See, Hollywood, CNN, Bezos can get $600 million from the CIA to run the Washington Post and attack the president, myself, and others. But all that's okay. The fact that we're right-leaning and we're over media and we're open about our political views means why it violates the election laws. No, it doesn't. But they don't care. They want to create that illusion and then connect it to Russia to bring in criminal charges. The answer is we need to get more aggressive, more in their face. Not become intimidated by it and be less political. Political is the First Amendment. You have the frothing CNN admitting its mission is to bring down Trump. The frothing Washington Post. The frothing New York Times, owned by a Mexican kingpin, probably the second or first most rich man in the world, up to his eyeballs in muck and slime, making $10 billion off U.S. taxpayers off the Obama phone, 8 years of that garbage, over $1 billion a year in a government contract profit. Oh, yes, the Saudi Arabians, the communist Chinese. The Russians financing Hillary. The Russians, hundreds of millions to her foundation. 30-plus million to the Podestas for uranium. They, secret meetings with Putin. Companies with Russians traveling to Russia every month for years. Secret servers. None of that's under investigation. No. No. InfoWars. Promoting the Second Amendment. Securing our borders. Standing up against random acts of cop killing. Standing up against Black Lives Matter funded by the globalists. And we, oh yes, I love this. This is so ridiculous. This is so delicious. And it goes on to say, the plan set for discussion at the FCC's meeting Thursday, we got to watch this live, could open the door to political subpoenas targeting the websites. I love it. With editorial news decisions and their owners, maybe even Matt Drudge and Alex Jones, according to an expert analysis. Well, we've been listed. Again, this is just pure intimidation. We give into this, it's over, ladies and gentlemen. But it's the mouse that roared. It's a joke. It's like a two-year-old saying they're going to beat up Mike Tyson in his prime, you know, in 1987, 88. She said the tracking foreign influence in elections could be the FEC's finest hour. Oh, yes. Adding, I believe that this commission can indeed rise to the challenge of understanding what happened in 2016. You lost. People hate you. And plugging any legal or procedural holes that could allow foreign actors to interfere with future elections. In her effort targeting foreign influence in federal and state elections, Commissioner Ellen Weintraub would probe spending by overseas sources and even particular foreign-owned U.S. firms on campaigns, including their media buys. Foreign influence is illegal in elections. And it goes on to say there are, again, a counterterrorism, counter-espionage investigation. The report also points out, this is the letter to Congress, to Russia ties to conservative ownership and funding as the political target of investigations, citing a McClatchy report, said FBI counterterrorism investigations, counterintelligence investigators, were probing whether far-right sites like Breitbart News, InfoWars, and coordinated with Russian outlets. Again, ladies and gentlemen, will there be an investigation if I'm coordinating with Pluto?
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Today I'm excited to announce that a new limited shipment of DNA Forces finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products like DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have the Democrats, along with the Republican establishment, that have completely sold this country out to multinational interests. They try to transfer what little power Congress and the states had to the TPP, Trans-Pacific Partnership, and other treasonous operations. Trump has pulled us out of that. He has put Saudi Arabia and the EU in line. He has said no to the G20 dictating our internal operations. He has gotten $3 trillion in the stock market, hundreds of billions in new jobs, over 1,000 companies have moved back to the United States, 60%+ reduction in illegals coming across the border, all in just 6 months, and killed the global carbon tax. And so the outsiders that had hijacked this country are upset. They're mad. So they're saying he's a Russian spy. They're saying I'm a Russian spy. They're saying Drudge is. And now the Democrats have announced that they want expanded congressional hearings and criminal investigations of yours truly, Breitbart News Service and Matt Drudge, as involved in criminal espionage on the payroll of Vladimir Putin. These people have brought the term witch hunt to a whole new level. Now, a lot of people think, oh my gosh, you got mainstream news after you. You got Democrats after you. This is scary. Let's avoid conflict. I'm trying to draw conflict. I'm trying to draw these traitors out. They're the ones that sold us out to the globalists. They're the ones that sold us out to the multinationals. They're the ones up to their eyeballs with the Russians and over their head with the Chi-Coms. They're the Democrats that gave the reactors and the fissile material and the missile secrets to North Korea. The Clintons are like beyond Dr. Evil from Austin Powers. I mean, George Soros in the last Bond movie, the Quantum Group is Soros's group. That's literally, MI6 admitted they helped write the script. That's George Soros. He's a literal Bond villain trying to finance riots and cop killing and overthrow the Middle East and open the borders of Europe. He's behind it all. And he's a Nazi collaborator still alive at almost 90. David Rockefeller died this year. Brzezinski died this year. They're falling like dominoes, ladies and gentlemen. God. And time is having its way with them. Death, the great equalizer. But I am so pleased by this. This is such an act of desperation to have McClatchy, to have Congress, to have Washington Examiner reporting on it, to have the letter from the commissioner, Ellen L. Weintraub, put this lady on screen for TV viewers, come out and basically say, I'm a Russian agent. Yeah, and I'm a monkey's uncle, too, lady. You know what? I think I'm going to go to Russia sometime this year just to make a big deal out of this, and I'm not following their intimidation and their garbage. You know, since I'm supposedly controlled by this place, I've been to Spain, I've been to Italy, I've been to England, I've been to, you know, Central America, but I've never been to Russia. I ought to go see this wonderland that made my ancestors on both sides come over on the Mayflower and made my ancestors help start and win the Revolutionary War and made my ancestors literally kick off the Texas Revolution. My ancestors literally started the whole thing. Got the orders from Jackson, everything. Raised Colonel Travis's son, all of it. I just didn't know. I didn't know it was the Russians did all that. I didn't know it was my ancestors related to the Tudors and directly related to the all the rest of the folks from England and the invention of the stock market. I didn't know all that. I didn't understand that. I thought it all came, oh, you see, from my Russian bosses, Comrade Jones. A whole nother level, ladies and gentlemen. Isn't that just sweet? I didn't do anything in my life. The Russians did it all. They started InfoWars 22 years ago. In fact, my mother didn't give birth to me. Putin did. And Putin wiped my butt when I was a baby. No, the truth is Hillary lost. The globalists lost. They got caught trying to steal the election. They tried to steal 6 states. They did steal 5. This same lady, Gottlieb, Weintraub, all of them. Who's the other one? It's the other one attacking me. Armstrong, admittedly working with the CIA, the Board of Governors, saying I'm clearly a Russian agent under investigation. Those clips are coming up in the next segment. She's the one that called out Trump saying, I demand that you come out and show your evidence, President, that there were illegals voting. And then, of course, it turned out that that violated all sorts of ethics. I mean, this lady is a Democratic Party slimeball operative at every single level. And When we come back, I'll play the clips of them. Again, now they say, I'm commanding the Russians, ladies and gentlemen. I'm commanding the Russians, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, this is the next level insanity.
They're on the
because
march.
They're the traitors.
The empire's on
they're the enemy. They're the outsiders.
And the GCN radio network.
They say that we are what they are.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
You're listening to The Antidote for Fake News. It's Alex Jones.
Sometimes I feel I've got to run away. I've got to get away from the pain you drive into the heart of me. The love we share seems to go nowhere. And I've lost my light, for I toss and turn, I can't sleep at night. Once I ran to you.
Yeah, once people ran to the Democrats, now they run from you. But it must be the Russians' fault that folks don't like Black Lives Matter shooting cops every week in the back of the head for no reason, or running around claiming everybody's racist, or George Soros, the Nazi collaborator, funding radical Islam to take over the Middle East and then invade Europe and bragging about it, or trying to bankrupt the economy, trying to turn our coal plants off, our power prices double, or having the Ninth Circuit rule that American flags can't be worn in California schools because they're hateful. I mean, it just goes on and on. The insanity. There were articles all over the news yesterday saying Jones has bashed transsexuals. I said I'm a libertarian. I'm not bashing anybody. I know it makes it more of a treat You know, if people make themselves the center of attention, like a little kid standing in front of the television, everybody tries to watch the Super Bowl, but it's a bunch of grandstanding. And I said the Daily Mail and Associated Press and others that reported a man gives birth for the first time. And I knew it would be a woman who thinks she's a man that has a uterus and had a baby. You atomically, you genetically, you have a uterus, you have hormones, you are a woman. Mentally, you may think you're a man. You may even have brain characteristics like a man. I get that. But you have a uterus. That is how in the mammal kingdom we know you are the female. But I was reading on the Democratic Party run Media Matters, Soros funded. It was the most unintentional comedy. All these people in their own echo chamber, most of it bots, saying, look how insane he is. Yes, he's crazy. Ha ha. Poor ignorant fool. He doesn't know that if a woman says she's a man, she is. They were saying, I'm crazy. I'm bigoted. I'm nuts. I'm hateful because I said, it's a woman. It's a woman. It's a woman. And then they're in such a cult where they control reality, they believe, that they say that it's really a man and that a man had a baby. And then I said, no, the only place you have other creatures having babies other than in a woman, in a person, is in cows. Pull up MIT for them. Humanoids gestating on farms across the United States. MIT last year. Hundreds of publications. And I said, they've got all sorts of weird cross-species things growing that aren't human, that are humanoid. And I said, other than that, the only place you have babies being created is in women. There it is. Human-animal chimeras are gestating on U.S. research farms. But Media Matters will edit that out and say, Jones insanely again claimed that there's such a thing as chimeras. He's totally insane. And a Russian agent. Oh, yeah. Who sounds like a kook? Not me. But don't worry, more insanity's coming. If you just joined us, it's on InfoWars.com. It's on DrudgeReport.com. Because we're effective. We're under attack. New fears. Drudge, InfoWars, Breitbart could face dim FEC inquisition. There's no could face it. They say we're under criminal investigation for getting money from the Russians with no evidence, and I've gotten no money from the Russians. Again, because they're losers. They lost the election. So Ellen L. Weintraub knows full well that Podesta's up to his eyeballs with Russian and Chinese connections. So is Hillary. And so what do? They turn the narrative around and say, Trump is involved with the Russians. The only way Trump was involved was saying, hey, I don't care who has the WikiLeaks. It's illegal. It was an illegal server. I don't care if it's some kid in the basement or it's the Russians. Release it. And so his son, for 5 minutes, met with some lawyer and said, do you have the evidence of them being Ruski spies? That's what an American does. It's what a patriot does. A Ruski agent doesn't start meeting with every Russian they can find to say, hey, is it true she's on your payroll? That's what a patriot does. But again, invert reality. You got folks trying to make the country great. 63%, it was 40-something, percent down in illegals coming across. The economy exploding back. Felons being deported. Radical jihadists from seven countries not being let in. The economy trying to falter as the Federal Reserve tries to stop the recovery. I mean, we're in a fight for the future of this country. And they're piling on, saying, you better watch your speech or we'll shut you down. And they're calling for us to be shut down, saying we illegally got money from foreign powers, with no evidence, they say, to manipulate the election, another made-up fantasy hoax. But they're just expanding it like they did in the 60s with churches to say, via pure bullying and outside of law, you're not allowed to have political speech as a radio host. And that's when they brought in the Fairness Doctrine that was unconstitutional and was an FCC regulation, pure Mafia Don intimidation, saying if you're a radio station or TV station, you better not give political endorsements and you better not come out with your views, you better leave it neutral. But we all know it wasn't neutral. So the black churches and the liberal churches and the 100% liberal PBSs and ABCs and NBCs and CBSs and the New York Times and the Washington Post and the LA Times and the Chicago Tribune and the Miami Herald and the Dallas Morning News, every one of them, not liberal, but establishment, posing as liberal, was allowed to then create full spectrum dominance in America. Total control over the media to take a libertarian, Americana, constitutional, conservative, rugged individual, George Washington, John Wayne country and turn it into the mess we see today. And the mess is angry at what's still strong, still honorable, still productive, and misery loves company and wants to pull down the final pillars of the nation. Using class envy, class warfare, existential envy. It's destroyed Venezuela, destroyed North Korea, destroyed Russia, destroyed China, destroyed many other countries. And so, out of their desperation, the globalists that have hijacked the nation, the face sucker that we're now cutting loose, that we're now removing, is desperately trying to cling on by the last tentacle, trying to strangle the host. And we're just removing that last tentacle, and it is in full panic mode, and it's announcing that those of us trying to remove the parasite, that we are the outside power, trying to take care of our veterans, trying to secure the Second Amendment, trying to get rid of Obamacare, trying to cut taxes, trying to unstall the economy, trying desperately at the wheel. Trump is just battling in these storms, and he's actually starting to get us out of the storm, and we see sun, and we see a crack in the clouds, and the Democrats are, no, everybody get the wheel stopping. And they're trying to turn us back in to the tempest, turn us back into the maelstrom, turn us back into the squall, turn us back into the typhoon. But everything they've got, it's ours, no! And all their pathetic minions who have no identity and only have bots that are friends on Facebook and Twitter live in this echo chamber that they're losing their power. They're losing their future. You never had power. You never had a future. You were given worthless degrees. You're part of a trendiness to be all alone with your fake facsimile and fake friends and the latest downloads of political correctness that you suck into your brain. Democrats, imagine if Republicans were saying that the Democrats were all Russian-run, which they were partially. The Russians weren't 10% of what the Chinese did. Imagine trying to push this whole narrative. And see, when I reach out to you liberals, you think you're powerful, and I'm doing this because your decisions matter now and because I need you to join me to win. We're going to beat you one way or another. I'm reaching out to you because you're in a cult. You're brainwashed. You're controlled. You're manipulated. You've been conditioned. Your friends aren't really your friends. You're all a bunch of followers. You're sad. Hillary calls you losers. She calls you basement-dwelling baristas. She says we need to keep them in the dark and desperate and only believing in us, hoping for a future. I say believe in yourself. Believe in your ancestors. Believe in God. That'll deliver. Not Hillary Clinton. Do you believe that wicked witch stealing 97% of the money from all the Haitian charities, running the whole thing? You believe that monster that first represented pedophiles when she was first a lawyer? You think all the crimes she's committed, I came, I saw, he died, her Brian Williams lies about how she was in all this combat in Serbia and Croatia? Do I have to list the lies and the evil of this woman again, allied with the most radical forms of Islam, with Soros, a Nazi collaborator, with Linda Sarsour, a Hamas family, with a bunch of her family in prison for terrorism, openly calling for jihad and getting women to put hijabs on at rallies? I mean, what type of fantastical, whacked-out, booby behavior is that? And if you're ignorant about the language, when I say booby, I don't mean breast. I mean dumb pirate, a booby, a boob. Do you understand you're in a simulation? The Democratic Party, globalism, all this is a screw job that they make you think you're in the in crowd when you adopt it. It's called being a sucker, a chump, a schmuck, a rube, an idiot, a mark. But I tell you this about millennials and older folks and Generation Z, all of them. There's this spirit of never admitting you're wrong and being delusional in your own head. When I'm wrong, I admit it. When I make a mistake, I admit it. When I fail at something, it's my fault. I want to make it better. I want to get better. But I've noticed with trendies and folks, they're just delusional. And I can't tell you, I knew a talk show host on GCN like 15 years ago, and I know several other people that would get the Nigerian emails. I've told this story many times. And they go, Prince of Boo Boo or a BB or Bomb Boo Boo or whatever the stupid name is at the time, is, you know, it wants to, really likes me, wants to give me $100,000, I just got to give them $5,000. They want to believe their ships come in. And you go, that's a con game. Once you give them that money, they're going to want double, but they're going to claim more money's coming. And once they know they've got you, they know you're going to keep wanting to invest, believing that, you know, finally you'll make good. And they'll just go, you're jealous that my ships come in. You go, okay. And then after they've had 10,000, 20,000, 30,000 sucked out of them, what do? They never talk to you again, and you're the bad guy. I was a talk show host on GCN. I heard him on air one day. And was on a local station playing it. And I heard this talk show host in the afternoon going, I just got contacted by a Nigerian prince. And, you know, if I give him $10,000, he's going to give me $100,000 or whatever it was. And this is really great. He really likes the show. Because, you know, that's what they do back then before really social media, is they'd also target public figures and other people because they can get intel on you and then tell you, oh, the prince likes you. And I call them and I get on the board during a break. And I never really talked to the guy. I didn't know the host was obsessed with me and jealous. And I told the host, I said, listen, that's a con. That's not real. And I later heard, about a week later, I went and found the archive. He said, oh, Alex Jones called me and told me not to do this. He's jealous. I am investing. And the prince does need more money. But I'm going to get even more later. And later I heard that he got, like, huge amounts of money from this guy. And the guy had a nervous breakdown after it. And was never heard of or seen again after he had his money sucked out of him. And, man, it's the craziest thing. I can't get through to you. And so I just want to have people that are on the fence listening about this to realize how you've been conned. Because, I mean, what Trump's doing is the exact economic plan of John Fitzgerald Kennedy, which is a classic Americana reboot operation, and they're not letting him execute but a small part of it. If he executed the whole thing, tax receipts would double at the IRS within 1 year. If they cut the taxes, that's what happens usually for about 3 years. It's got to be big, though, create exuberance. Just Trump getting in created that effect. They're starting to push the effect back, and the left will celebrate that as things fall apart more because they want to blow it all up so they can control it. And if you just joined us, I'm honored to have lying scum, filth, trash, who know they're filth, who know they work for foreign combines, that hate this country. You don't get into the globalist groups unless you hate America, you know you're conquering it, you hate the average person, you're a social engineer, and you have disdain for everyone. They only hire nasty scum. You go read the WikiLeaks, it's like something out of a cartoon. I hate the public. Yeah, this scum, we're going to rip them off. I mean, it's like demons wrote it. Because who else would do stuff like this? Who else would steal all the money from the Haitians and crap like that, while they kidnap the kids, on record, AP report. Scum. And they're never going to stop until we just cut them off politically and realize they are like mentally ill people on a street corner. Or people in supermax prisons, man. You don't go in the jail cell with them. You cut them off from society. They're never going to stop. They're bad people. But the minions of it, the losers who think that they're part of it because they go along with it, you're the biggest chumps of them all. So I am honored to have the enemies of America, the trash of the earth, the defenders of the pedophile combine, saying I'm the big enemy and I'm the most dangerous and I'm the horrible person up there with Drudge and Breitbart, because we are rewriting and rebooting the talking points of Americana and wealth and prosperity and genuineness and people working together and brotherly love and sisterly love and honor and true open societies and true tolerance. Not submission to the political correctness of Islam or the political correctness of the college poison. I am so honored. I am so blessed in my life to have the scum of the earth, sworn enemies of you and your family, sworn enemies of my blood, sworn enemies. This is pure victory. outrageous lies spewed from the mouth of serpents. Praise God and thank Christ. Let's go out to break with them trying to claim InfoWars is behind everything and the enemy. Here it is.
So within 1 hour, 1 hour of the Access Hollywood tapes being leaked, within 1 hour, the Russians, let's say WikiLeaks, same thing, dumped the John Podesta emails. And then they began to weaponize them.
Uh-huh.
And they began to have some of their allies within the internet world, like InfoWars, take out pieces and begin to say the most outrageous, outlandish, absurd lies you can imagine.
It was based in Boston. And it, you know, the Russian company had a very small investment in it, and you could keep saying that they gave me stock, but they didn't.
I'm just following all the widely reported information here, John. Well, there's also Hillary
Maria,
Clinton, obviously.
Maybe you're looking at widely reported information from InfoWars.
No, I'm not. This is Politico. This is the New York Times. This is the Wall Street Journal.
No, it's
That's
not.
What I'm looking at, John.
There are other RTs operating in the U.S. Can you describe them, list them?
Sure, thank you. So you have RT, you have Sputnik, you have Rupley, and then I think you have them feeding other entities. InfoWars comes to mind, where those are echo chambers for those modalities.
And if you read where that former FCC Board of Governors member came from, it's a program run by the CIA, put into place by Obama in his last months in office. Propaganda bill in Congress could give America its very own Ministry of Truth. Zero Hedge links directly to the bill. And then Obama quietly signs the Countering Disinformation and Propaganda Act, which specifically lists InfoWars and how the CIA is going to counter us. Then you saw the CIA in the news in public affairs yesterday at the Washington Post, pretty much an internal publication of the government, saying that Mike Cernovich is dangerous and Mike Cernovich has real intel and is targeting them. No, you're targeting us, bringing the country down, trying to sabotage the president. You work for the globalist. You put a bunch of Soros people in. And the White House sources are reaching out to real loyal American media to counter-target you. See, this is a two-way street. You attack America, you put out lies, we attack back with truth. And we smash you. We have more audience, we have the truth, we're fearless, and you can't beat us. Put me in prison, I'm a martyr. Kill me, I'm a martyr. Attack me, demonize me, I'm a martyr. The only thing you can do is endorse me to hurt me, and that won't work because you have to endorse your own fall. Here's the good news. You already fell. You're scum. You're trash. You're filth. You're a joke. I always wondered why the leftist sites like Mentally Ill celebrate Alex is a coward, Trump's a coward, Drudge is a coward. They're scum. They're not effective. They're liars. They're criminals. Because that's what they are. And even though they know it doesn't affect us, we know it's bots, we know it's disinfo, that's all but admitted. It's for their little tiny minions, just little scared, trying to cozy up next to the mommy bird of the New World Order that hates their guts and is using them. They want to think they're in the in crowd, so they just keep doing this ghost dance, this hallucination that losers do, that they're in charge and they're winning, when every metric, every scientific fact, every gauge, every determiner, every bellwether, every signature, every sign, every utterance, every movement shows the tide rushing out against you. Disdain, hardening, true institutional hatred for you. Nothing, nothing, nothing will restore you. Nothing, nothing will help you. Nothing. In fact, though, your resistance unto collapse is actually the buoying fire which strengthens and tests our mettle. And the fire you've let to consume us is the very fire now burning you away from us. and removing you to be nothing but vapor spewed into the stratosphere. And like seeds of nuclei in the heavens, you will produce the rain that will fall to the verdant fields of liberty and grow the new crop of freedom. You are the potash in the atmosphere. The distorted, the twisted, the evil, the failed, the fallen, burned and then thrown into the sky as God turns you to good after your consciousness has been shredded. The doom you wish for us is the doom for you. The day of doom is here for you, because you were only one level of the test, preparing us to face the population explosion, the AI, the earth changes, and the massive struggles to come that we'll look back on this time as a time of great peace compared to the future. But God always tests those and gives those who are faithful a chance to prepare and grow and be ready for what's coming. And now we live in a fantastical time that is so amazing. It is just incredible to be separate from those that are anathema, like Ellen L. Weintraub and her wicked family line, her fallen weakness. We should all pray for her and how weak and twisted and evil she is, and how she would be an instrument to fight the Republic, an instrument trying to commit the fall of the Renaissance, a true servant of her father, Lucifer, the devil, the serpent, the old serpent, Leviathan, Baphomet. Now, briefly, we need funding against the globalists. We are not funded by the Russians, George Soros, or stimulus money like NBC and MSNBC. We are not funded by the big globalist corporations like CNN. We are funded by you. And we bring you the very best gravity-fed systems that everybody should be filtering their water, and the best systems for your showers, for your bathtubs. Your children and you absorb a lot of it through your skin. Everybody should put filters on your showers and things to reduce things to non-technical levels. We have free shipping throughout the month for the July expansion operation of InfoWars. Looks like an anthill around here, all the stuff we're building, doing, what we're launching. Very, very exciting. We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Brain Force, the amazing nootropic, 30% off. Supermel Vitality, 30% off. Survival Shield X2, the great good halogen, 30% off. Z-Shield, 30% off. InfoWars, select storable foods. I was supposed to end yesterday. I think it's still up, so it's got to end today. We told Tim to pull that. Thank you. Emirates Essentials, 40% off the outdoor special, 20% off Living Defense. And yes, DNA Force, the amazing product with 175 studies on just BioPQQ alone, CoQ10, you name it, is back in stock. And so is the amazing antifungal yeast Candida probiotic that goes with the probiotic biome defense. MycoZX sold out 5 months ago. Very hard to get these ingredients and have them at California standards, but we did it, and it's back in stock for a limited time. An additional 10% off all the discounts that are already there when you sign up for AutoShip. Cancel anytime. MycoZX and the probiotic biome defense, 50 billion live cultures, the very best out there from our research. InfoWarsLive.com or 888-253-3139. And it is your purchases that make it all possible. We also have the CNN is fake news t-shirts out, and CNN is a terrorist organization. It's important to exercise your free speech interface. More importantly, to meet like-minded patriots in your area. It's an amazing fabric, super high quality, the new shirt. I really love it. Okay, hour number two with special guests and more inside the imploding Vatican pedophile rings as more enemy forces hit the dirt and as we score more decisive mass wins. You're going to really get sick of winning, 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 winning. MycoZX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about